This show furnished by Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn.
It's time for Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervie. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality, and television host, Kerry Kasem. Kerry brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervie and Kerry Kasem.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and everyone listening all over the world on KBC.com. I am Alan Gervie, the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn. And today, as usual, I am here, right here in Culver City, California, to be the managing partner of your life. And thankfully, Kerry Kasem, my beautiful and talented co-host, made it in time for the show. Just flew in from Detroit.
I did.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
It's great to see you. You look exhausted.
I'm so tired, but I'm so happy. I had a great trip back to my dad's hometown. I got awarded a humanitarian trailblazer award. And it's weird. I'm so used to speaking.
Yeah.
And I'm okay. I don't get emotional. I was crying through half the speech.
Really?
I guess it was because I was back where my dad was, where my dad would get awarded with all the Lebanese people and family that I know and grown up with. And so it was really a wonderful weekend, but wow. I'm exhausted.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank
you. It's a special day for me today as well.
Why?
Toronto Raptors are playing.
You know what? I swear I was going to say Raptors, but I thought maybe something
special.
More.
Hudson, maybe. We're Raptor fans, aren't we?
Oh, there you go. There. Say, wait, I couldn't hear you because it was turned off. Are you a Raptor fan?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite player?
I don't know.
You know, number two. Who's number two? Kawhi who?
Kawhi Leonard.
Exactly.
Very cool. Cool.
We've got a really busy show today. It's going to be a great show. This is one of my favorite shows, and I kind of jokingly say about the Raptors, but it's really important. It's really one of my favorite shows because LATLC is here.
Yay!
In the house.
Every year.
Year. Lawyers, trial lawyers, charities. They don't seem to go together, but they do. With LATLC, Los Angeles Trial Lawyers Charities, we're going to be talking about an amazing an event that they have coming up next weekend, Casino Night, as well as all of the amazing, great work they do, the charitable work the lawyers, the trial lawyers do, most amazing, credible, and such great work for so many people. Kerry?
I agree.
Thank
I'm
you.
Talking to Wayman, our engineer. Yeah. I had to look at him.
Before we get to the TLC, Tender Loving Care, what is going on with you there?
I'm trying to tell our engineer about our first guest, but he doesn't speak sign language. I'm sorry.
Our first guest doesn't speak sign language either?
No, Wayman, our engineer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's get right to Aviva because it's really an incredible story. It's an amazing film that's coming out in L.A. on June 7th and in Encino, of course, one of my favorite places, Town Center. It premiered in other places May 24th. And it is called The Spy Behind Home Plate. It's a documentary by Aviva Kempner. And Aviva Kempner is well known for some wonderful work that she's done. One of my favorite films, The Life and Times of Hank Greenberg, which came out quite a while ago. I love the film. If you haven't seen it, you should see it. Aviva Kempner, welcome to Gervie's Law.
I grew up in Detroit. It was because my father loved Hank Greenberg that I knew to baseball and everything. So you made me cry talking about your dad because I grew up listening to him.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I'm a 60s kid. You know, Motown was like my middle name. I even went to the same high school as Diana Ross.
Oh, man. That's amazing.
And Aviva, you became such a great baseball fan because of your father.
Absolutely. You know, the typical immigrant story of, you know, you come to America, you learn about baseball, and I myself am an immigrant. So it's definitely serendipity that I'd be on this show just when you come back from Detroit.
That's
actually taking the film in the middle of a June, you know, in a couple of weeks, and I always love going back there.
Oh, I love it.
You didn't go to Michigan, did you?
Yeah, no, I mean, I was all over. Ooh. Yeah, Detroit, and my family is now in Flint and Lake Fenton and Grand Blanc, but I was there for summers and for, you know, Christmases, but we went by Tiger Stadium because that was my dad's ball team till the end. So I saw it. I saw it. It brought tears to my eyes, and it's where he grew up and where he would take me around and share the places. Wayne State was right there. We went by Wayne State, and it was, yeah.
My stepfather taught there, and when I go and have dinner with my parents' friends who are like, you know, aunts and uncles to me, we go to a Lebanese restaurant up on Woodward Avenue. I know
That's awesome. Yeah.
You know, Aviva, we want to talk about this film because it's just such an interesting film called The Spy Behind Home Plate, about Mo Berg, who played in the majors from 1923 to 1939, son of Jewish immigrants, a brilliant scholar, spoke seven languages, and became a spy.
Maybe 10, actually.
Yeah, and who's counting, right?
Wow.
Well, yeah, right. But the joke was he couldn't hit in any of them.
That's right.
He hit 243, so he wasn't that bad of a hitter. For a catcher.
Wow, yeah.
And then he became a spy during World War II for OSS, which is Office of Strategic Services, predecessor of CIA. How did you get so intrigued with Mo Berg? Because I know you have had a lot of frustrating moments hearing about some of the Jewish men who have not exactly been exemplary over the last few years through the Me Too movement and other situations. And here's a hero that you're producing this film about, which is really something that people haven't been doing.
Actually, that's an interesting point because there's been a lot of cringing the last couple of years, but for the last 40 years, actually, the 40 years of this November, I've been doing films about underknown Jewish heroes, sort of facing isms. I did Partisans of Vilna, Jews fighting the Nazis. I did Hank Greenberg the minute I heard he died, and sort of this big brawny guy, not the never-shoot Jewish character, fighting, of course, anti-Semitism on the field. And then I did Gertrude Berg, who faced sexism and McCarthyism, starting the first sitcom. And then Julius Rosenbaum, this generous philanthropist who built 5,000 schools with African-American communities, fighting racism. But then I got this offer from one of my friends, this wonderful man named William Levine, who just offered me, says, I think you should do also a film on Mo Berg. And, of course, I love the name Berg. Greenberg, Goldberg.
Iceberg.
But, I mean, I don't mean to be flippant. It's so dangerous, but so important. I mean, we were terrified. It's bad enough with what the Germans were doing, you know, decimating my people and others. And, you know, we were worried that they would try to, you know, overcome the Allied powers. And the biggest secret and the most important thing is us developing the Manhattan Project and us worrying, did the Germans also have the capability?
Yeah.
Although on one hand, most of the Jewish physicists had left the country and they really had the knowledge. They wound up helping, you know, the Manhattan Project. But we weren't sure. And that's what Mo Berg was saying. He was just sort of perfect bronze and brain. And although incredible danger, being a Jewish male, he could be discovered, you know, the minute he got arrested, that he was in fact Jewish. But he went to Zurich to see if this Heisenberg, who was the top physicist remaining in Germany, who had the knowledge to be able to produce a bomb if the Nazis were set on doing it. And he had a gun in his pocket and a cyanide pill with the orders to assassinate him if he spoke at all as if he knew about it. But I want people to go see the movie so they'll know, you know, what happened.
But there's such an interesting backstory, because you talk about a guy like Mo Berg and Princeton graduate, Columbia Law School, and his father, Bernard Berg, never went to any of his baseball games, didn't want him to be a ball player. I think he'd rather he'd be a Supreme Court justice, but that wasn't Mo Berg, was it?
Oh, I see. You've seen the movie.
Of course.
I mean, it is one of the saddest stories that, you know, he plays for 15 years, coaches for 2 years, but the dad wanted him to be the doctor, the lawyer he had trained to, just like his other son was the doctor. Yeah, so, you know, there's a sadness in that. But, you know, Mo stuck to his guns. He really loved playing the game. He loved analyzing the game. He actually wrote one of the classic essays for the Atlantic magazine on pictures and gestures. It still is something that's revered today. And, you know, we have this, I forgot the gentleman's name who's on Jeopardy right now, winning a lot of money.
Oh, winning all that money. Can't believe it. It's an incredible streak.
In the early 40s, Moberg was on a show called Information Please, and he was getting all the answers right. There were so many letters coming in. So the commissioner of baseball, Landis, said, "You did more for baseball than I ever did."
You know, it's a whole topic about parents that don't support their children. I just watched a Bowie documentary, and his mom never supported him. His mom never really said you could, you know, do anything you want or loved him or hugged him. And it's so sad when you have kids. Why not support their dreams? Why not support what they do? Why have to make them into maybe something you didn't do?
Aviva, do you think it might have
been... You know,
I saw
Rocket Man, and that's a theme also just now about Elton John, too.
Yes.
And I was going to say, because you've done so much work on this, and is it, and I don't know if this is offensive or not, but the Jewish people, are they focusing more on education and not on playing ball versus maybe something else? Or was it just something about Bernard Berg and Moberg and their relationship?
It's a combination of things. Here you have Bernard comes here and actually slaves away in a laundry during the day and teaches himself and goes to school as a pharmacist. And, it's a typical immigrant story. If you're struggling, you move up. And he wanted the best for his kids because he felt, being a professional, would keep you away from sweating all day. But, there's a lot of status. And his kids were very smart. But not to realize that also your child wanted to do something else. This often happens with immigrants. They just don't quite get the customs of the new country. I know even when I was doing the Hank Greenberg film, there were some questions about why would you want your kid to be that?
Yeah.
But not to, the irony is, too, that he died just as Mo quit to go off. Actually, first he worked with Rockefeller, spying under the guise of showing baseball to South America, but really finding out how much the Germans were there. And his father never saw it. So I have sort of an opposite story because my father brought me up with a love of baseball, pride about being Jewish, and he never saw that I made films. A little reverse that I've done it, but my father never saw it.
What do you think,
but
Bernard?
It's in me.
What do you think Bernard would have thought about his father, his son being a spy?
I think he would have been very proud. And it turns out that his other son, Sam, who was a doctor, wound up going to Nagasaki and Hiroshima after the bomb was dropped and studying the effects of radiation. So actually, there's pride. He would have had the pride in both sons.
Interesting.
Wow. Just before he died, he actually said to his sons, you got to do something. They were all so worried what was happening. And what's great is there are two filmmakers who 30 years ago were trying to make a film on Mo and filmed a lot of the players he played with and a lot of the spies. And they never made the film, but I got the bullet. I was able to take the interviews that were sitting there at Princeton drawing dust. And have them converted and use them in the film. So 18 interviews in the movie are not mine and two are ESPN, but we had the permission to integrate them in the movie, and it makes all the difference in the world.
How do you differentiate your film from The Catcher Was a Spy, the feature film in Hollywood that came out starring Paul Rudd last year?
One is a Hollywood version, and I say that mine is, the first feature-length movie on Mo. There's a lot of declassified documents. We spent a long, long time, especially with our consultants, pouring over the documents. And this is the real story. Sometimes the real story is stranger than fiction. So I really, it's a great story. And I also pride myself on using a lot of Hollywood footage that really shows, from both the archival and the photos, like what his training would have been, et cetera. But you know what I really hope? Because,
what do you really hope?
There in LA. I hope there's a TV series like Homeland and Americans and the Manhattan Project just on the OSS.
Yeah.
And then something also on a couple of his missions, especially getting these scientists out of Italy, another really bold thing he did. And the 34th trip to Japan that he went with people like Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig and Herringer and Lefty Gomez. And while they were playing one day, he was taking, actually filming this, the Tokyo skyline that was later used, we think, in the Doolittle race.
It really is, Aviva, an incredible story. And people have to go out and see it now. It's going to be in L.A. How can they go online? Because the trailer is really something to watch. What's the website? And then we're going to have to let you go because people are going to be rushing out. You know, they need to see this film. So,
okay.
And it's, I know you're...
Fly Behind Home Plate. And I'm .org. I'm flying to L.A. on Tuesday. I will be at the theater Friday night and Saturday night in L.A. at the Lemley. And then Saturday afternoon, I'll be in Encino. So, and then
that's the Town Center 5 in Encino.
For the Jewish Film Festival Los Angeles, Thursday night, you can buy tickets. And it's just so exciting because to go to L.A., there's a great Chico Marx L.A. story about Mo. I always try to get the Marx Brothers in every one of my movies. And lo and behold, there was... Mo knew Chico. Can you believe
that's funny.
It's really,
that is,
really
that's not a coincidence. Matter. That's a coincidence.
Because we're really worried about nuclear, you know, power being unleashed in North Korea, in the Middle East, in Russia.
Sure.
So I think when people go see this film, they'll start thinking, ooh, who are the spies today?
Yep.
And you know who made the best spies? Those who were immigrants and children of immigrants because they knew the languages and the customs. And they could go back and forth to Europe or to Asia and pretend that,
that makes
you know,
a lot of sense.
Yeah, they could fit
really,
right in.
It really makes a lot of sense. Good luck with it, Aviva. It's been a pleasure to have you on. Aviva Kempner, the movie is called The Spy Behind Home Plate. Thanks for being with us today on
Thank
Gervie's
you
Live.
So much.
And better to, and best to see it on the big screen.
Absolutely.
And what's a good Lebanese restaurant in L.A.?
Oh, there's so many of them. Carnival's great. Carnival's fantastic. So if you want to go to Carnival, it's great. It's in Sherman Oaks.
All right.
Okay, great. And
there you go.
We got to get together and compare notes.
Let's
about,
do it. And Alcazar.
Listening to your dad.
Oh, thank you
Enjoy
so much. Thank
your
you.
Time here. We got to take a break. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Welcome back to Gervie's Law, lifting Murphy's Law to the highest level on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
All right, we're back. It's Gervie's Law. I'm Alan Gervie. I'm here with Carrie Kasem.
It's me. I'm dancing.
Are you singing?
No, I'm not singing. I don't sing Lady Gaga.
Are you going to dance at Casino Night for LATLC next weekend?
Yes, but I'm going to be dancing at my friend's like 60th birthday that I can't get out of.
Can't you go to the go-go? I mean, the go-go event afterward is going to be amazing.
I'm so bummed. Do you know that
People
every single
time? People are wondering what we're talking about. I know. You were there last year.
No, every time. There's like
You were there last year.
Okay.
I sat beside you at the LATLC
Was that
Casino Night. Wow.
Was that the one we went to?
Yes.
No,
no. Ginger Volz was there, and there was like a million people.
Yes, that was...
That was an amazing event.
Okay, no, you're wrong, but that's okay. I was there. I was there, and it was wonderful. And let me ask you this, and they're here.
I haven't even introduced
them. The lawyers
them.
Are here, and you're going to... Because I have a great
and
question
for them. And the executive director. We're honored this year to
have
the executive director. And the president and the president-elect. It's like crazy.
Yes.
I can't believe I'm in the room with all these dignitaries. Trial Lawyers Charity is one of my favorite organizations. Of course, I'm a big supporter. Justice in the courtroom, service in the community. They give trial lawyers a good name. And that's what's really important. Because so often we hear negative stuff. And these are people that have made it a priority to make a difference in people's lives. Education, children, survivors of abuse, persons with disabilities, homelessness, just to name a few. What are you doing?
I'm taking a picture of this cute little heart that they have that they give to children. It's plush. It's beautiful. It's bright red. It's now on my microphone. And you're in a red hat and you're in a red shirt. And this is going to be really cute.
Raptors
go Raptors.
Hudson, how do you like your heart that says TLC, Trial Lawyers Charities? You like that?
Yes.
What does it feel like? Is it fluffy? Is it squeezy? What is it?
It's super soft, huh?
Is it soft?
Yeah.
Are you going to sleep with it tonight?
Maybe.
Maybe. Either that or with your Kawhi Leonard doll. All right. I want to introduce everyone here because we've alluded to the Trial Lawyers Charities, and we have the executive people here. Jerry Marcus, who's the president. He's the losses of Gerald L. Marcus. Dan Kramer's the vice president. Kramer, Holcomb, and Sheik. And then we have, as I mentioned, Lisa Zanville, executive director of the organization, and the president-elect, Alyssa Shablosky from Gladius Law. Everyone here, welcome to Gervie's Law. And for some of you, Jerry, welcome back to Gervie's. And Alyssa, welcome back to Gervie's Law.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
So we always like to start off the show because we do it every year. We want to hear about Trial Lawyers Charities, how it's funded, because it has grown leaps and bounds over the last several years. It's a huge organization, and that's a credit to all of you. Jerry, you want to start off and tell us just the background of TLC?
Sure. So LATLC started about 13 years ago with seven attorneys that represent people, not corporations, not big companies. And the goal was to raise money to give it back to people in need. And as you said, their mission became helping people that were underserved, children, issues with education, people with disabilities, homelessness, and survivors of abuse. That's seven. Turned into over 3,000 supporters to where we're
wow.
at now.
That's amazing.
It is. And we started with a handful of partner charities that we raised money and we gave it to them in whatever amount we could possibly give them. And we're now up to 93 partner charities. So, you know, it's a great expansion. It's a great feeling that it's become infectious. People in our community, whether they're lawyers, judges, even people on the other side of what we do, want to become a part of Los Angeles Trial Lawyers Charities.
You know, Jerry, I know you have spent countless hours with this organization. My hat is off. My Raptor hat is off to you, a fellow Clipper fan as well. I know he loves the Clippers. And you've been around. You're an extremely successful trial lawyer. Sitting next to you is a young guy, young stud, Dan Kramer, who's involved with this. And I have to say, you know, Jerry, he's a seasoned veteran. Here you are, kind of a rookie. I know you've done really, really well in your career, but how do you get involved, and why is it so important to you, Dan, that you are, I assume, going to be president very soon?
Yeah, in about 2 years. Yeah, thank you. You know, when I started doing plaintiff's work about 5 years ago, I really wanted to find an avenue to give back. And Scott Corwin came to me and he said, look, we got this great organization. We're a bunch of trial lawyers. We've raised millions of dollars. And I just wanted to hit the ground running. So he got me involved. I started going to events and just saw all the good we do and how I never saw that on the defense side and didn't really see it much in law school.
It doesn't exist.
It doesn't. I don't think it does.
I mean, they're so worried about each other and their business being stolen, the insurance company going to give this attorney business, this firm business. And what are you guys doing? You're out on the streets. You're in, you know, South Central. You're in downtown LA on Skid Row, and you're actually helping people.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest thing I saw is that, you know, there's that stereotype of plaintiff's lawyers being a certain way. And every single attorney that I've come across that's involved with this, they have the hearts of gold. They truly not only care about their clients that they fight for in the courtroom, but I think they see some of the communities that the underprivileged clients come from, and they want to go there, and they actually want to make a difference without anything in return. And that was just so rewarding for me to see that I'm choosing this profession where these people are like that, and they actually care. It's not just mouthpiece, not just words. They actually care about what they're saying.
And I have to say, I think my early onset Alzheimer's hit me. I swear, I'm not even kidding you. I've had like some memory lapses. This is terrible. I'm also on a detox, so I'm going to say that too. But I was there last year because I remember there was like, you could sign up for a massage or there were different characters you could take pictures with. And oh my gosh, I can't even believe that. And you have a memory like an elephant, Alan. He remembers guests from 5 years ago, the names, what we talked about, everything. So I should have just nodded and kept my mouth shut. It was so much fun last year.
I saw
so
you there.
So much fun,
I
yes.
saw you having a great time, but I didn't want to make you feel bad.
No, like you should have, because I'm on this detox thing, and I'm telling you, I can't remember anything. Ask my boyfriend. It's really bad. We had a blast. I didn't play poker, but I wanted to ask you, what's like the big prize this year?
Well, we have the prize for the poker tournament is a private luxury suite at Staples Center. And you can pick a Laker game or a Clipper game.
Pick the Clippers. Go ahead.
Pick the Clippers, of course. There's a lot of great prizes.
Oh,
there's trophies, and then there's a lot of other places for casino prizes, and we have a great silent auction.
I love the silent auction. I've got so many things in my house from the silent auction from the years past, and it's such an amazing event. We're going to talk a lot more about Casino Night in a second, but I want to bring Alyssa on because she is the president-elect, and that's quite a job to look forward to. It is really hard. In the olden days when people like Bruce Traney were involved, he started out, and even Min Nguyen, when he started, it was a small organization. Do you know what's in front of you? You have to lead this huge organization. If you go to their website at latlc.org, you see all the honorary board members. There's a lot of them giving lots of money, a lot of trial attorneys. And here you are. You are taking from a very, very capable and excellent attorney and organizer, Jerry Marcus. What are you looking forward to in your year as president?
I'm just hoping I can fill Jerry's shoes in some small way. I mean, Jerry's been amazing this year. He's been such a leader and such an inspiration. He's really brought us all together. So I'm hoping I can do just a little bit of what Jerry's done. And fortunately, I know I have people like Dan and our other executive committee members, and of course, Lisa backing me up. So, you know, it's never a one-person show, and I'm really excited to have the team behind me.
I know how hard a worker you are, and I know you will do an incredible job. So I think the organization is in very capable hands. Now, you mentioned Lisa, who's sitting to your left, and this is, and Jerry, I think, will agree with me. Since Lisa came on board, it has just been a godsend organizationally, administratively, and everything else. Lisa, you now as executive director, you have really put an imprint on your... How many years have you been involved in nonprofits?
In nonprofits, probably over 10 years. I worked for a cancer foundation before coming here, and then I was in the public and private sector before that. But LATLC is a totally different kind of an organization because it really, you can see people who give back. The time that they give isn't just the money that they donate, it's the hours that they spend. For example, we usually have one project a month that we have volunteers for, and maybe we get five or six people that want to volunteer. We now are up to sometimes last month we had three events, and people like 25 people were attending these volunteer projects. They're
and that's
wonderful.
A credit to all of you, because I know I've done some of them. I've gone to a lot of different organizations, just things like reading for kids. That is so much. It brought out so many people. All of these high-powered lawyers are sitting there in a room reading on their hands and knees with these kids. And I have my son Hudson, who's sitting here, he's 6 years old. And, you know, and I think about so many of the lawyers who have come out on programs like that for kids who are underserved, who don't have the opportunities that someone like Hudson might have. And that is sharing. And I can see all of you nodding your heads. Jerry, tell us about some of these special events that you have been involved with personally that have meant so much to you. And I know you've been to so many of them.
Sure. First, I want to say the future of LATLC is in great hands with Alyssa and Dan,
absolutely,
Steve Artsarian and Karina Lalonde. I mean, they're in really good hands. I've been to a lot of events, and the ones that really touch me are the ones where I'm at the Women's Center downtown on Skid Row, and we're cooking lunch for them. And just to see the people coming in from every imaginable walk of life that are struggling, who just need a meal, and to talk to them, not just to cook and show up or write a check to the Women's Center, but to talk to them and listen and look them in the eye. It's the most rewarding thing in the world. I've said it with the Women's Center, the Blind Children's Center, Vista Del Mar, Venice Clinic, some of these charities that are phenomenal, what they do for people. It's a selfish program for me because I could get up at 6 or 7 in the morning and complain about going to a charity event on a Saturday or a Sunday, but an hour into it, I feel so good. And then I can go home and talk to my family and my friends about how good I feel about what we were able to do for these people.
You know, you mentioned the Women's Center, and I have Hudson's sitting here. I get a little choked up because it was my birthday 2 weeks ago on Mother's Day.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And what Hudson and Harper did, my kids, 6 and 5 years old, we went to the Ann Douglas Women's Center at the L.A. Mission, and we walked in there. Hudson, you remember when we went and all of the women got together? They brought their piggy banks. They were holding them. And the love that was shown, these women were crying. There were tears all around. It was Mother's Day. They went to wish all the mothers a happy Mother's Day. That was my gift on my birthday and on Mother's Day. Hudson, how did you feel? Because I remember exactly the words you said when we got in the car when we left Skid Row that day. How did you feel?
Good.
Do you remember what you said to me?
No.
You said, Daddy, I am always going to give to people who are less fortunate than me throughout my whole life because of that experience of going there. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And you're going to do that, aren't you?
Yes.
It's just amazing the work that everyone over at LATLC is doing. And we want to talk a little bit more about that. You're all trial attorneys. We're going to take a break really quickly. Dan, tell me in a minute, if you can, how you juxtapose your career as a trial lawyer and giving as a member, an executive member of LATLC.
Yeah, I mean, it's a challenge. As trial attorneys, sometimes we have to take 3 weeks at a time where we're in trial. I know Alyssa is amazingly, she's in trial right now and is taking time away. She's gonna be in court tomorrow morning.
Wow.
And she's taking time away to be here to support the organization. And it's amazing with what we see with the trial lawyers. I mean, we do have to go into a 24-hour, you know, trial mode where we're nonstop. But then when we have little breaks, you know, we devote our time to TLC. Our staff supports us, which is amazing. And like I said, I mean, having Lisa Zanville, she's a godsend. I mean, she is always on call, always available.
And Stuart, of course.
Stuart, of course, for supporting her.
Supporting her.
But it's tough. I mean, it's a challenge, but we make it happen.
We got to take a break, and I really appreciate what you're saying. You know, it's making me stressed just to hear what you said, because I know when I have a trial the next day, and to think that you're here, Alyssa, you know, it really means a lot. A lot of times we're focus so much on the trial, but when you can balance yourself and come out here and talk about what you do and what the good work LATLC is doing, that's really something that deserves a lot of credit. So thanks for being here today. Thanks all of you for being here today. We need to take a quick break. You're listening to Gervie's Live. We're going to talk more about trial lawyers, charities, and talk about the casino night.
Yay.
next weekend right here in LA. You're listening to Gervie's Law and Carrie Kasem and Alan Gervie right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Welcome back to Gervie's Law, turning Murphy's Law upside down on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Yes, we are back. These are the kind of shows that I wish we had 2 hours for, because it's one of my favorite shows of the year when we talk to LATLC, Los Angeles Trial Lawyers Charities, who are making a positive difference in the quality of life for people within the greater Los Angeles area. And they have done so much great work, and I love when they're on the show. And by the way, they are all accomplished trial lawyers. Sitting here is Jerry Marcus from the offices of Gerald L. Marcus in Calabasas, my hometown. Dan Kramer, who's with Kramer, Holcomb, and Sheik. Alyssa Shablosky, who's president-elect, and she's with Gladius Law. And then, of course, Lisa Zanville is the executive director. But I'll tell you something. If you're looking for an attorney, trial attorney, if you have personal injury cases, employment cases, other cases such that you need a great attorney, it really is something that I would do, is look into the background of the attorney, because we're talking about a lot of great work that attorneys do. Not all of us attorneys are great people. The people sitting with me today are great people. So if you need an attorney, go to LATLC.org and check out the executive people. And maybe you'll find an attorney who is in your area or not, who can help you. And they're good people. That's what you want to know. They're good people. And if good people are working for you, you're going to get a better result. Quality attorneys with good hearts. That's what we're talking about right here. Now, Alyssa, you have a trial tomorrow. What's your trial on, by the way?
I do. It's a wrongful termination, FEHA, Fair Employment and Housing Act retaliation case. So
yeah, well,
we've been in trial for a few days already.
Well, all the best, because I am a big proponent of what you're doing with FEHA cases, and a lot of employers deal with people really poorly when they shouldn't, and terminations when they try and get away with things, and people like you are advocating for the individual who needs help. So good luck with that trial.
Thank you. Tell us
more about some of the events. Now, I do want to talk about, because one of my favorite couple of events, and I don't want to steal Jerry's thunder here, but a great trite giveaway is really something that is wonderful. And I asked Alyssa, but maybe you can talk about the turkey and toy giveaway first, because those two giveaways, I've been to both, and they're really incredible events.
All right. Since you asked so nicely, I'll start with the turkey and toy giveaway. We go down in the South Central area. We shut down a block on the street, and we give away not only turkeys, a turkey meal for Christmas and for the holidays, but we give away toys to the kids. And there's a winter carnival. So there are pony rides. There are games for the kids to play. There are arts and crafts booths. They can get snacks, all sorts of fun things for them to do, just to kind of take them out of what might be their everyday life and give them a little excitement and just to have some fun and be a kid.
And how much does that cost to go?
Well, it doesn't cost anything to the families. It's
That's totally right. Free.
They get you. It's all, we provide everything.
This is not a profit organization here. This is a do-good organization. What about the trikes? Jerry, why don't you just tell us about it? Because I know that's your brainchild.
Sure. The trikes is actually, I think, Min Nguyen's brainchild.
Oh,
but
sorry.
I don't want to take credit for that. But the trike giveaway is a charity that makes custom tricycles for children with disabilities that would otherwise never have an opportunity imaginable to them to get onto any kind of a bike. So we donate money and actually physically make the bikes for them, the tricycles. They get on it, they're trained how to use it, and it not only changes their lives and you see the joy on their faces, but their entire family's lives are changed to be able to see their children and sometimes teenagers riding a bike, just riding down the street that otherwise they'd never do.
I'm sure, Alyssa, you've seen so many tears when you go to these events.
Oh my gosh, some of them are my own.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it just, when you talk about these things, is there any other event that you want to talk about as you enter into your presidential year coming up?
Or can I ask for like one of the coolest stories that any of you have, you know, at an event?
Oh, well, I'll piggyback off of the Great Trike Giveaway. A couple years ago when I was there, there was a little boy. His name was Legacy, and he was just adorable. He was about 3 or 4, and he was just shrieking as he was on his trike. He was so happy. He was nonverbal. He had, I presume he had cerebral palsy, which is a brain injury.
Yeah.
He had trouble with mobility. He couldn't really move very well. He had to, his little legs were strapped in so that his feet stayed on the pedals, and he had little hand straps so his hands would stay on the handlebars. But he was able to push, and he was able to move his trike, and the joy on his face and just the shrieks of happiness were so incredible. And he had the most amazing older brother. He was must have been in his like 16 or something. 16, and just so sweet. The whole family was just so lovely, and it just, it's making me tear up again.
I know, it's making me tear up. It's so sweet.
Yeah.
And that's, these little trikes, they must be expensive too. These aren't cheap toys.
Yeah, they're very expensive, and what made them, the whole family, so happy is that there was a middle brother, and so we got the middle brother a bike also, so that the kids could go out and ride at the park together.
That's
you know, that segues so nicely with the casino night, because last year I remember I had an opportunity to give for the trike giveaway. And that was something, after hearing the story, Alyssa, I'm teared up too.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, when you're at that casino night and you have an opportunity to give some money that is going to help someone, you do it. Tell us, Jerry, about the casino night that's coming up.
So thank you. And I remember you were there, and you've always been so generous and so involved in LATLC, which is fantastic. We need more people like you, more attorneys like you. So we're on our 6th casino night. It's the casino night in Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament, So we have a poker tournament, a full casino with all the games, a live band with dancing, an after party, a karaoke. It's a huge party with almost 1,000 people. And at the end of the day, it's all about raising money. And we raise hundreds of thousands of dollars at the end of this, which we're able to give back directly to all of these partner charities that, you know, apply for a grant and they want, you know, a couple thousand dollars to change their lives, basically. And we're able to give them a lot more than that. So it's June 8th at the Intercontinental Hotel, which is our first time going to the Intercontinental Hotel.
It should be great there.
A little bit larger than where we've been in the past because we've sold to capacity and we wanted to make it more comfortable and have as many people as we can.
Are there tickets available to the general public or is it just for the hotshots like Dan Kramer and some of his buddies?
No, we can find tickets for the general public and they could go to our website at www.latlc.org and there's a drop down menu for the casino night.
And it looks like something out of like Casino Royale. I'm serious. Everybody is dressed to the nines. They're beautiful. It was such a well done event. I have to tell you, I walked in and it was so packed. It was really, I mean, I couldn't believe, I didn't realize how huge this event is. Yeah. So if you want an amazing night, you want a night that where you're, I mean, it literally is like almost like an Oscar party after an after Oscar party. That's how people are dressed.
But it's got more things going on.
Oh, it's so
than
fun.
An
There's so many
I mean,
things
an Oscar
to do.
Party, people just talk about themselves
no, they talk
how great
the drink.
They are.
There's little booze, things you can
I
do.
I mean, massages.
Things.
Nancy, my wife, never misses
your
a massage.
Your nails, I think. And then
no, I didn't do my nails.
No, I know you got your nails done. They
no.
were like,
no.
no. But there's so many things to do and it's so fun and it's just a time where you can really get into a beautiful dress or a tux and go out and have a blast.
Right.
You know, Dan, Jerry talks about how big casino night has come to be. Everything's growing with this organization. Does the organization have plans to expand based on this huge deal, casino night and some of these other events Alyssa and Lisa have talked about?
Yeah. So, as you can see, the leadership in this organization has been amazing since its inception. I mean, the people that we're working with have just created a great program that can give back. I mean, I'm looking at the numbers, almost $4.5 million to the community since our existence. And so we're thinking, you know, why not spread this? We go to conventions. I know Lisa and I were in San Francisco at a convention and all the trial attorneys in the Bay Area, they're like, you know, we don't have this kind of avenue. We don't have this kind of program where we can do that here. We go to Sacramento when we're lobbying the state assembly and the attorneys there in Sacramento are like, you know, we don't have something like this. So what we started to do, and the plan has been in the works for a long time, and now we're ready to launch, is really start to expand. And so we want to take TLC to the different regions throughout the state. Our plan is to start with Orange County and have an OCTLC, so Orange County Trial Lawyers Charities, and not just us dictate or take over, but to allow the trial lawyers in those communities who want to help, you know, the underprivileged and change their communities to be able to do that.
Wow.
And raise money and really duplicate the success we've had in Los Angeles with our trial lawyers and do that in Orange County, do that in San Diego, San Francisco, Sacramento, and then who knows from there? You know,
I think it's excellent. I really
sky's
do.
The limit.
There are so many great lawyers who are good people, and it's not just here in LA. Lisa, talk for a few minutes because we just have a few minutes left. Talk about how people can get involved with LATLC, both as lawyers and as partner charities.
Well, for our volunteer activities, we always have it on our website, which, as Jerry mentioned, is www.latlc.org. And there's a button that you can push, we're volunteer registration. And all you have to do is go on there and see if there's something that sort of tickles your fancy of the kind of volunteering that we do, whether it's serving meals, painting, low-income housing. We plant in different organizations. We'll plant gardens. There's a variety of opportunities for everybody. And you don't have to be a lawyer to volunteer. We welcome everybody. We also try to make them family-friendly. So as you were talking about your son going to the LA Mission, there are a lot of opportunities for families to participate. And then from the partnership, we
And by the way, when you say that, my family had an amazing time at the toy and
the turkey and toy.
Turkey and toy giveaway. They had so much fun. Hudson was playing ball with some of the little kids there from the area. And it didn't matter where you were from. It didn't matter. It was just people coming together just to have fun and to appreciate each other.
It makes you feel so good. It is the most selfish time of my week is when I volunteer, as crazy as that sounds. And then there are partner charities that we work with. Right now, there are about 93 partner charities. And the way we fund them, the areas that you talked about, children, education, persons with disabilities, survivors of abuse and homelessness are the areas that we support. And we provide grants once a year. You have to be a 501c3. You go through a grant process that our committee and the full board will review the opportunities that we can help support you.
You know, we only have a couple minutes left. And Carrie, I'm going to let you close the show today to give the promotion for the casino night. So come up with the best promotion. It's just like
come up with the best?
Best promotion. Remember when we had, was it Dan White? What's the UCLA announcer, and he
announced. Oh, no, he's fantastic. Oh, I love him. I absolutely love him.
Why am I forgetting his
I know,
name?
And you never forget anybody.
No, White. His last name's White.
Yeah, White. White.
Mr.
Yeah.
White.
Yeah, yeah. He's fantastic.
So we had him do the announcing for us because he does the Rose Bowl announcing. That was amazing. So you're going to do it today. Before we get to that, for that final promo, and everyone is sitting on the edge of their seat to hear it, unless Hudson decides to do it, I want, in 10 seconds or left, I'm going to go around the room, and I want Chuck White. Thank
yes.
you very much. I want you to, he's going to kill me. I golfed with him like 3 weeks ago. He's just going to kill me.
And I was just saying you have a memory like an elephant, and you usually do, which is unbelievable. Okay, so now I don't feel so bad.
Tell us in like 10 seconds each what this organization has meant to you and for all the great work that the Traveler Charities does.
It's just been a way for me to give back and to really feel connected to the community. It's been amazing.
Dan?
Yeah, I mean, it's changed my life, honestly. I mean, it makes you realize that it's, you know, being a trial lawyer is not just about being in court and winning cases, that you can actually do so much more for people
Good
than you
point.
Ever thought.
Jerry?
Yeah, I've been doing this for 32 years, and I got involved with LATLC about 5 or 6 years ago, and it completely changed my practice, my life, the people that work for me, and my family. It's the most rewarding thing I've
wow.
ever done.
Amazing. And Lisa?
I always use the hashtag on Facebook, hashtag I love my job.
That's great. LATLC.org. I want to thank Jerry Marcus, Dan Kramer, Lisa Zanville, and Alyssa Shablosky for being with us today. It's always a pleasure. The event we're going to introduce in a second. She's still thinking
I
about
have it.
It. Hudson, thanks for being here. You're enjoying the Raptors game and you're enjoying being here. Did you have fun today, Huds?
Yes.
Thank you. I love having you here. Do you love being here?
Yeah, I love being here.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay, let's close it out. Thanks, guys. Carrie's going to promote this
here
like you've never heard a promotion.
For the best party of the year, the 6th annual Casino Night and Texas Hold'em Tournament. This is the place you want to go. If you're not there, you're nobody. I'm telling you, this place is amazing. And after this wonderful event at 10 p.m., there's an after party, full bar, late night treats, dancing, karaoke. But let me tell you something. If you're single, men, women, if you are single, this is where you meet sexy, smart people. I'm telling you, it was like just fun sitting there watching everybody. So go to LATLC.org. That's LATLC.org.
And it all goes to an amazing, amazing organization, charity like you've never seen before. And it all is so important for all of us. Thanks for being with us here on Gurry's Law. Thanks for you guys coming in today. Have a great week. See you next week.
This show furnished by Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn.